Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, November 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office has issued warrants for the Lobato brothers, 18-year-old Angel and 19-year-old JoJo from Lake Wales. They each have Polk County Sheriff's Office warrants for grand theft of a motor vehicle, vehicle burglary, giving false information during a capital felony, tampering with evidence, and accessory after the fact of a capital investigation. They are wanted in several crimes in Polk County and recently fled from law enforcement in Flagler County. They are to be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on their whereabouts, please contact Detective Brannon at 863-298-6200, 863-298-6200, or if you wish to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or you can dial **TIPS from your cell phone. Visit heartlandcrimestoppers.com and click on Submit a Tip, or you can download the free P3 Tips app on your smartphone or tablet. Your local events in Hardy County: the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Mary Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street in Wauchula, tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets have gone up. They are now $30 at the door. For more information, you can call Jessica with the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce at 863-773-6967, 863-773-6967. Your jobs in Hardy County: the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for a detention licensed practical nurse. Basic qualifications include having a high school diploma or GED and work authorization in the U.S., be at least 19 years of age, and have a valid LPN license with current CPR certification. 4M Building Solutions in Fort Meade is looking for a general cleaner. The ideal candidate is comfortable as a team player who can take and follow directions and promote a safe work environment for all. The candidate should also be comfortable in a role that is physically demanding, as some duties may require lifting of 10 pounds or more, standing, sitting, bending, and walking. And Equity Lifestyle Properties in Wauchula is looking for a ranger. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, basic reading, writing, and math skills, and the ability to use computer applications, a valid driver's license, good driving record, and current auto insurance, and a flexible schedule, including weekends and holidays. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather for today, 81 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 90, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 4. Winds north at 6 miles an hour. Wind gusts 8 miles an hour. The humidity and indoor humidity is 67%. Dew point is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 46%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 5:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then clearing, highs in the mid-80s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. And Saturday night, mostly clear, lows around 70 with east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida's citrus harvest in early November continues with navel and Hamlin oranges, red grapefruit, and fall glow and early pride tangerines, mostly for the fresh market. ThePacker.com reports at the end of October, 16 packing houses were shipping citrus fruit, according to the NASS Florida Crop Progress and Condition Report. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports the entire Florida citrus growing region is drought-free. More than 25 pumpkins were submitted to the Georgia 4-H's 2020 statewide pumpkin growing contest, with the largest pumpkin cultivated in North Georgia's Union County weighing in at a whopping 548 pounds. According to MorningAgClips.com, all Georgia 4-H participants took their entries to the local University of Georgia Cooperative Extension Office for weighing. This year, the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association sponsored the contest, donating prize money of $150 and $25 for first through third place. USDA projections for changes in nominal U.S. farm prices between 2020 and 2030 indicate a mixed outlook shaped by the expected recovery of U.S. and global demand, continued export competition, and market conditions in 2020. AgriMarketing.com reports the strongest gains are projected for wheat and cotton. Wheat prices are projected to rise as domestic and export demand begins to outpace domestic production, while higher cotton prices are driven by a projected recovery in export demand.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Okeechobee, Florida native Artha Genasa was recently elected to the highest levels of leadership in the National FFA organization, formerly known as Future Farmers of America.
I'm currently a student at Harvard College, and I study government and global health and health policy there. And eventually, I hope to pursue a career in which I contribute to more equitable food and health systems through public policy initiatives. And I came to the realization that that's what I want to do with my life through the programs that I've been exposed to in the FFA.
Genasa and her teammates will take a year off from college to serve the youth leadership organization. She hopes to inspire other students to aim high and strive for their goals.
You know, I'm from rural America, and I never saw myself in the Ivy League landscape, but I'm doing it. You know, I'm a Black woman, and I never really saw a lot of representation in the highest levels of national FFA until recently. So no matter where you're from, what you believe, what you look like, the world is your oyster, and just taking advantage of every single opportunity to finding success. And I hope that I can share a little bit of those kinds of stories throughout my entire year of service.
Genasa was elected last month and will serve a one-year term as the National FFA Southern Region Vice President.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ending lower on Wall Street, pulling major indexes further below the record highs they flirted with a day earlier, as coronavirus infections continue to mount. The S&P 500 lost ground, a rare stumble in what's been a banner month for the benchmark index. Many analysts along Wall Street are still optimistic that the market can climb higher and set more records amid hope a vaccine may be coming for COVID-19. But several risks remain that could trip up markets in the near term. Rising above them all is the continuing pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 317 points today to finish at 29,080. The NASDAQ was off 76 to 11,709. The S&P 500 down 35 points to 3,537. New York oil off 45 cents to $41 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The state of Ohio has swept this year's Cy Young Awards.
After leading the majors in earned run average and strikeouts and tying for most wins, Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians is the unanimous winner of the American League Cy Young Award. Bieber went 8-1 with a 1.63 ERA and 122 strikeouts in 77 and a third innings in the pandemic-shortened season. He was the first pitcher to lead the majors in ERA, strikeouts, and wins since Johan Santana of the Minnesota Twins in 2006. Major League Baseball baseball's oldest franchise finally has its first Cy Young Award winner. Trevor Bauer of the Cincinnati Reds has been voted National League Cy Young Award winner in the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. Bauer went 5-4 and led the NL with a 1.73 earned run average in 11 starts as the Reds reached the playoffs for the first time since 2013. Bauer recorded 100 strikeouts in 73 innings and had two shutouts. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is Esser in Sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder have promoted assistant Mark Danio to head coach.
I want to thank the Thunder players. It was a pleasure working with this team last season. It's an inspiring group of guys that I admire for their competitiveness and who they are as people. And I'm just so excited to get back to work with them here in a couple weeks.
The 35-year-old replaces Billy Donovan, who is now coaching the Chicago Bulls. Former San Antonio Spurs superstar Tim Duncan has decided to step away from his position as a full-time assistant coach for the team. Duncan, part of the Basketball Hall of Fame 2020 class, spent last season on Coach Greg Popovich's staff. However, he did not join the Spurs in the Orlando, Florida bubble for the NBA's restart. In the wake of the departures of head coach Mike D'Antoni and general manager Daryl Morey, James Harden and Russell Westbrook have expressed concern about the direction of the franchise through direct conversations or discussions with their representatives and the Rockets front office. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: sometimes the trouble with being punctual is that nobody's there to appreciate it. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.